This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheehan's with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. Truck driver Jay is with us. He is calling in from Montana. The question was about battery banks for solar arrays, keeping them inside. A lot of concerns here, Jay. Rich, why don't you go first?
Yeah, you bet. First of all, as far as keeping them inside, it all depends. You are going to have some discharge from lead-acid batteries, and that's always an issue. I recommend that if you did have batteries for an off-grid system, you'd have them outside in a shed or in a basement where there might be a little bit of venting, or have a small room to the side where you can open up a window. Now, you want to use deep cycle in lieu of shallow cycle lead-acid batteries. Now, the smaller the system, in other words, the more rugged you're willing to live, Jay, is going to be a lot easier, because here in Montana, at least in western Montana, we have cloudy skies in the winter. So when you have a small system with lead-acid batteries, you have to fill them up every 7 to 8 days to full or almost full as per right. Trimeter. So if you have a small system, it's a lot easier to fill up a cup than a gallon. So you want to keep that in mind, because when you don't fill up your system on a weekly or 7 to 8 day basis, you're going to lose the strength and capacity of those batteries. Now, there's a new battery that's been out for about a year, and I have a neighbor who has this. It's called Silicon Salt. Silicon Salt. It's a sealed battery, no maintenance, 1.5 times longer shelf life, so they say, and it's good to minus 40 degrees below zero, so you can obviously put it outside. And the fact that there's no maintenance is a big deal. With lead-acid deep-cycle batteries, you know, I check my electrolytes about every month or two. I have to equalize my batteries every month or two. It's not a big deal, but it adds up. And there's a new battery now called a Fisker battery. I read about this. And it's made for electronic vehicles. But if they have, so it's probably shallow cycle-ish, but if they have the capacity to make a deep cycle-ish Fisker battery, they're touting 500 miles per charge, less than 1 minute to charge on some instances. And this is supposed to make Elon Musk's film lithium batteries obsolete. It's known as a solid-state battery. And, again, if they create a deep cycle or have a deep cycle for this, it could change off-grid living. And I really believe that this year, in 2018, we're going to have new technologies, and not just the cryptocurrencies, but this flying cars is supposed to come out. There's a new product called Track and Go that you can put like a track on your individual tire, whether it be your pickup truck or an individual ATV or UTV, and go on snow. We don't even need plows anymore. I think there's going to be a lot of new innovations regarding technology. It's going to make outdoor living, off-grid living, a lot simpler. So just something to think about. But what I would do is, besides going on the Internet, Jay, I go to a battery store and talk to these people. Right. There's people who hang out there who actually set up for off-grid living, and then consult with them. And I would, it's worth the money to pay somebody to set you up so you do it right, so you get this, you know, the you make sure you have the right amount of right size breakers, the right size wire, so your wire doesn't get overheated. And now the technology has changed so much. I've been off grid living for 11 years, and I cannot believe how many things I have that's obsolete. And it could even be the deep cycle lead acid batteries. So there, things are, have changed dramatically where you can even pull up water with your inverter charger to get a 220-volt system. So there's been a lot of changes for the better, and I would look into all these things I mentioned and more. But go to a battery store, and I'll guarantee you that there's somebody there who goes there on a regular basis that buys batteries for off-grid occupancy, and these people are consultants, and they're usually electricians. And a lot of these guys even live off-grid. So you're really getting it from the horse's mouth, and that's what I would do.
Hey, can you touch on what the difference is between deep cycle and shallow cycle?
Well, a shallow cycle is what you have in your car. A shallow cycle basically gives you a high amount of amps to start that engine. A deep cycle is going to give you a moderate amount of amps that's going to last longer. And that's what you want when you live off-grid. So, but keep in mind, the more rugged you can live and the smaller your system, now where you're going to be in eastern Montana is going to make a big difference. The further east you go, usually has higher winds and more sun. So you might have, different options. And if you have the ability to do wind, look into it. If you have the ability to do hydro, that's extremely efficient. So look into different systems. It's not always solar. But solar panels have come a long way as far as size and expense, too.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got a couple of comments for you, Jay. Jay, did that help you?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Very much.
All right. I've got a couple comments I'd like to add to what Rich said. If you decide to go with a lead-acid battery, they're less expensive in the short run. And they have a lower life in the long run. So you can get into them relatively inexpensively in the scheme of things. You could even buy them at the Chinese factory outlet. You can buy your deep cycle battery bank batteries at the Chinese factory outlet Walmart. And they'll work okay for several years. But they're not a lifetime battery. And, of course, they will require that you check the electrolyte, meaning you will have to pop open the caps and look and see what the electrolyte level is, and you'll top it off with distilled water. It has to be distilled water without impurities. Okay, so that's something that is a given. Now, in terms of off-gassing, you will find that lead-acid batteries will, when they're charging, they will off-gas, and it's explosive. The gas is corrosive, and it's explosive. So everybody that builds these systems recommends ventilation for the battery bank. And I went to the Internet to see what other people are doing, and just about everybody does the same thing. They build a box, and the box can be made out of plywood. Then they insulate the box with the with the foam insulation. You can buy foam boards, 4x8 sheets, a half inch thick, 3/4 inch thick.
Right.
And you can insulate the top and bottom and sides. And the idea is you want to keep the batteries from freezing. Now, lead-acid batteries, when they're in a state of discharge, are more likely to freeze than when they're fully charged. Okay, so the idea for me, if I had lead-acid batteries, I'd want them outside. I've experienced personally two explosions of lead-acid batteries in the studio here. I was out of the studio, but it sounded like an explosion was sound. Boom! And there was acid all over the studio. I had to mop it up, clean it up, and I had to neutralize it with baking soda. It's not something you want to experience. And I had it in a battery box, and it still exploded. It was a ventilated battery box, but it wasn't power ventilated, meaning air was not forced in. It was with convection. And if you go to the Internet and you look up, a battery explosion, you'll see what I'm talking about. So I was not the first guy to experience this. But I'm a slow learner, and it took two explosions separately for me to figure out exactly what happened. I would not want to put batteries of any kind in an area where I'm staying without massive amount of ventilation. Now, there's two kinds of ventilation that people use according to the internet. One is push and the other is pull. So one is you'd have this battery box with an air inlet, like you drill a 2-inch hole at the bottom of the battery box and put a screen on it so critters don't get in there. And then you have a 2-inch hole near the top of the box, and
right.
you can either push air in through the bottom, or you can have your fan on the top and pull the air out. Now, the problem is if you have an electric motor with brushes, there are sparks. I don't want sparks anywhere near battery fumes. Okay? That's a concern. So that's not what I'm doing.
That makes sense.
What I'm doing, well, I mean, you've seen the Hindenburg and the picture of the image of the Hindenburg light on fire. It was massive
right.
fireball. Okay, that's hydrogen. That's what's produced with lead acid batteries, hydrogen gas. So what I have a different kind of a battery bank, and mine, I'm building this right now. I'm building what's called a manifold. And a manifold is a piece, in my world, it's a piece of 2-inch PVC pipe, and I have lots of little hoses, flexible plastic hoses that fit into the vent cap on the battery cap, into the vent hole on the battery cap. So the gases come out of the battery cap, go into this little plastic hose, go into a big pipe that's ventilated outside. That's my method. Now, is it the best? I don't know. I haven't proven it so that I can say it really, really works. But that's my idea. I like it better in the short run and the long run. But please don't do this and blame me if you have an explosion. I'm still prototyping and I'm still testing it. So that's my thought. But you've got to ventilate these outside. You don't want to put them in the garage where you have animals. And Rich and Kyle, you know, both had sheds outside, insulated sheds where the batteries are outside and there's plenty of ventilation. You do not want to breathe these fumes.
Right. And
Jim, I'll tell you, what you're doing is so smart, because let me just give you a little financial math here real quick. My whole system, my whole system cost me $15,000. Everything. I mean everything. The generator, the tri-meter, the DC disconnect, the solar charger, the inverter charger, the panels, I mean, you name it, $15,000. If I was to bring electricity down my driveway, when I looked into this 12 years ago, it would have been $40,000. It's probably double that now. So living off-grid, if you can buy land that does not have electricity to it, you're not only gaining on skill sets, but you're saving a ton of money.
Right.
Yeah, and
I still got more questions.
In the northern hemisphere, you want to be able to see south. You want to be able to see south in order to make this work. All right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Truck Driver Jay's with us. Kyle in Montana is on hold. Truck Driver Jay, we're going to have to go quickly.
Okay. Just a quick question. You had talked about regular water versus distilled water. My wife and I, we have a big Berkey water filter. Is that the same as distilled water?
No. Distilled.
But
what
you
happens
can buy distillers.
You can buy a distiller. You can make a distiller. If you were to take a tea kettle and put it on the stove, and the steam and water vapor that comes out, you could collect that, and that is distilled water. Okay. Distilled water leaves behind all the properties. All anything heavier than water is left in the kettle. That's what you have to use in a battery if you are going to top off the electrolyte, like as in a lead-acid battery. Jay, you can call back another time, and we'll be glad to talk some more, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, Jay.
Kyle in Montana. During the break, I was thinking I was going to mention something, and I'm sure Kyle would have a comment, and here he is. Kyle.
Well, I was going to call in today anyway and wish my buddy Rich a happy day, good day, and you too, mm-hmm. Vince. But I hope Jay is still listening, because I had some ideas for him, some things to think about. Number one, I want to commend him on really starting to think that way and get, kind of get with the program and try to do it as soon as you possibly can. But do a lot of reading. Do a lot of studying, like Rich suggested there. I can't emphasize that enough. But don't let it bog you down. The best thing to do is, Rich said, talk to some guys, do some research on the internet, but do something. And I really wanted to tell him, look on Craigslist. I bought my system, which is over 1,100 amp hours, with the breakers, with everything I needed except solar panels, off of that, a six-month-old system. A guy was just upgrading to a huge system. I bought the whole entire thing for $5,000.
Wow.
And I already had my generator set up. But the key to this whole thing, Jay, is truly read and study and talk to people, but don't let it slow you down too much. Move. Do as much as you can, as soon as you can, because I think we're being, you know, just like the 1929 fervor of all the fun and everything that was going on in the 20s and stuff like that. I think we're being set up exactly the same way.
I agree.
Kyle, I've got a question for you. I tried to emphasize how important battery ventilation is for safety reasons. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Well, I do agree with you, Vince. I will tell you this, and I'm not trying to minimize this at all. You do not want to breathe those those sulfuric acid fumes. Okay, so building a box, I like the box idea with a vent system set up off of your there's a little inline motor that goes in there, and you can hook them up and set it up for your charge controller, and it will actually fire it up when it's charging. It'll fire this little motor out and suck the air out of the house. I will say this, though, Jay, in case Jay is still listening or anybody else, actually, the amount, unless the batteries are really low and you're charging them with your system really hot and heavy, the amount of off-gassing that does come out of that is one of these things that it's a very small amount, let me put it that way. The best way to do it, though, is always vent that stuff out. You don't want it. We got enough toxins in our environment. You know, you do not. You don't need any more. You know, so there ain't no use adding to the strain on your system, on your body.
You had a shed with your battery bank in the shed and had ventilation built into the shed. Is that correct?
Actually, what I had, Vince. You want me to wait till after the break on this?
Yes. And I'd like Rich to comment on his. And, you know, there are lots of different ways of skinning this cat. But you got to get it right. And if you overcharge your batteries, you can damage them. If you let them freeze, you can damage them. If you don't put enough electrolyte in them, you can damage them. And what are we talking about? Thousands of dollars. Maybe $10,000 sometimes. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Kyle in Montana is with us. Both USA Prepares instructors. We're talking about off-grid power generation right now, battery banks and so forth. Kyle, you had some comments?
Yeah, I was going to mention to everyone listening there that, Jay, I've got a double wide. I lived in a double wide, and we lived off-grid for 13 and a half years. And then I'm in a double wide now, but we have a basement. And so I put all my batteries and everything in the basement. I know when I lived off grid for the 13 and a half years, what I did on my double wide is I put it was a 24 by 56 double wide, and I put a 12 foot by 56 foot addition onto the side of it. And I insulated it R30 on the ceiling and the floors and R19 on the walls. And part of that addition was a water/battery room. And it had all of my inverter and everything in a separate room I had an extra 550-gallon water tank. And what I would do is when it was sunny out, I would run water from my well pump in the well into this 550-gallon tank, and then I had another well pump that was hooked up to the battery bank, and it would kick on and off. It would go to my pressure tank inside this water battery room, and that way I would keep everything ventilated. I would keep it separate from kind of the house, and it would still stay warm enough that I didn't take any chance on water freezing or batteries freezing or anything like that. The other thing he's really going to want to do is look into LED lights and all kinds of every kind of energy saving device you can, because the less amount of amps that you pull as a household, the smaller the system you'll have to buy. But just realize, like Rich said, it's more work. You know, he's got an absolutely gorgeous place. I love Rich's place. And he's got a very good setup for him and his wife. It worked out real well.
Rich, you have any comments?
Well, thanks, Kyle, for the nice, kind words. And, you know, we do live a little more rugged, I got to admit, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. And that's one of the reasons I told Jay about those silicon salt batteries, because they're good to minus 40 degrees below zero. There's a lot less maintenance. In fact, pretty much no maintenance. They're a little pricier. But you're supposed to get 1.5 times the shelf life out of them. Now, with one thing that we haven't mentioned yet, part of the maintenance process is diligence with deep cycle batteries, lead acid batteries. And that is that, for example, I really recommend you don't go below 80% of capacity or go below 20%. So what I do is I take my 675 amp hours, I multiply it times 0.20, and it gives me a total of 135 amps. So when I look at my trimeter, I try not to go too often above 135 amp use of my system. And that's going to keep your battery capacity and shelf life a lot longer. So with the new batteries like those silicon salts, you have certain, I know people who have them, and they love them, and they don't have to go every 7 or 8 days and fill it up to almost full. They don't have to keep an eye on their amp hours. They don't have to worry about distilled water and electrolytes. They don't have to worry about equalizing. So, again, in the 11 years that I've been off-grid, the technology has changed so much. And, you know, who knows? I'm just surprised that all my stuff is working as long as it has. And it's going to take probably a lot longer for me to take advantage of that technology. But I don't mind living the way I do. But if you can afford to buy acreage, folks, and especially find it without electricity and live your way instead of buying somebody else's problems, you're not going to have a smart meter. You're not going to have high monthly bills. The health consequences that go with it, you know, the benefits are astounding. So I really recommend it. Vince?
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. I just want to make a comment. During the top of the hour break, I ran down to take a look at the inverter and the charge controller. And we have two charge controllers charging our battery banks. We have two solar arrays. One's on the roof and of the barn, and the other is on the ground. And yesterday it was snowing, and we just took one of those push brooms, and we reached up as high as we could. The array is about 13 feet in the air. we could reach maybe two-thirds, three-quarters of that, and then just easily brush the snow downward and cleared off the array. So that array is working fine, even though the top part of it's covered with snow. The snow on the barn roof is still there, and we're getting zero power generation out of it. So what I wanted to share, it's something that Kyle and I talked about on the air before, probably you too, Rich, is the location of the solar panels. And I believe Kyle likes them on the ground. I like them on the ground because you can get to them and service them, and you can brush the darn snow off them. Because I can wait till that snow melts on the panels on the roof. That's probably going to be a week. So if that's all we had, we'd be without electricity for a week. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree, Vince. I put mine so that I can pull it off. The way I designed my solar panels, and I've got six of them that are approximately 30, I think they're like 31 or 2 inches wide by 52 inches long, something like that. They're not 2 foot by 4 foot. But anyway, I put them up there so that when I pull the snow off of them, it drops right into my driveway, and so are part of the driveway. I mean, it's not one that I have to drive on all the time, but I can swing my plow truck by there with the blade and just scoop that stuff and pile it up in a big pile out there where I put all the snow. I want to be able to reach the top of my solar panels with a broom, and that's exactly what you do. I had some on the roof at the other place, but I decided I'm not going down that road anymore because there just is too much of a pain and too hard to fiddle with to have to get up there and get the snow off of them. So anyway, that's what I did. But sometimes you got ice build up on your house when you have that, you know, because if it melts, those solar panels, if you get one little bitty tiny corner or edge of it that's dark, you know, the snow comes off of it, boy, that little bugger heats up fast and your panel will start melting that off in a hurry, and then you'll end up with large ice dams if it's on top of a house, or ice sickles hanging off your barn, you know. But it doesn't really hurt a barn, but it can on your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a good point, class, is if you're thinking about doing it, you might want to consider what Kyle did and what Bruce Kay and I. And Rich, are yours on the roof of your shed? Ours are on the ground.
I have both. I have about a total of 1,400 watts right now in solar panels, and the majority of them are on a pedestal up on a hill facing south, and I tilt them so they're almost horizontal. This time of year, I can get away with it, so the snow barely sticks on it. Now, the other panels I have on the shed, they're really not too useful right now. In about another 2-3 weeks, I'm going to be getting a lot more power from them. So I'm more indifferent to those during the heart of the winter. So that's kind of my philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what our class is hearing is, depending on what we've got already built, our lifestyles, the terrain, and how much work we're willing to do, that all goes into the equation of where we're going to put the panels. So those people that you see who live in cold climates and have the solar panels on the roof, they're not going to get much electricity when there's snow on the panels, if they'll get any at all. And when you go to service them, it's up on the roof. And class, just think about this. Just think about what it would be like trying to lift 80 pounds. That's how much ours weigh, about 80 pounds apiece. And they're a little wider than 3 feet and a little longer than or taller than 6 feet. So think about what that would be like trying to manhandle that on the roof when the wind gusts. It'll take you and the solar panel off the roof.
Yep.
Seriously.
That's absolutely true. You know, people don't realize that, you know, that thing is a big wing. if you're setting up there and you're in, if you get very much wind, I built sort of like you did, Ben. So when I lived out on the other place, I welded up and built and bolted together an array on top of my roof, thinking that was the best idea. And I built it out of that Unistrut, and I welded it and bolted it together so it was strong as fire, because we'd get winds out there that'd be 40, 50 miles an hour, because it would come off of the mountain slopes where we were, and I didn't want them things blown off, and they never did. But I told my wife before, if I had it all to do over again, I would have never put them on the roof. It's just too much of a pain. Put things down so you can think in terms of when you're 60 or 70 years old, and you want to live this lifestyle, that's fine, that's great, but think in terms of building things so that you and your wife, I'd include her as much as possible on how things work, because nobody's guaranteed tomorrow, you know. Put them all down here so it's as easy to get to that you can think what it'd be like if your grandparents were trying to do it, because you're going to be there someday.
Very, very good point. And there is some maintenance that goes with us. And if you're talking about lead acid batteries, and if you're talking about nickel iron, you know, you've got this distilled water issue. And I don't know about the lead acid consumption of distilled water, but I can tell you that I keep 12 gallons of distilled water on hand, because I know I'm going to use 10 gallons every 2 months. That's an enormous amount of loss of distilled water from these cells. And that's because I have to charge these batteries hard in order to break them in. That's what nickel iron batteries like. And I'm going to be able to back down a little bit as soon as I get them all working properly. But, you know, the lead acid batteries, a great feature is you fire them up the first time and they work great. The nickel iron, not quite the case. You've got to finesse them. You've got to threaten them with overcharge just to get them to work right. It's not as easy as one might think.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you?
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Because I mentioned that I was thinking about Kyle during one of the breaks, and I was going to ask him a question. Let me ask you this question, Kyle, and then let's get into any changes that we would make to our solar systems, Rich and Kyle. But here's the question. Kyle, have you ever heard of anybody doing this? So we have multiple computers in our farmhouse. I've got the studio, we've got the kitchen computer, and we've got one in another area. And then we have our modem and that kind of thing. And I want to make sure that we have good, clean power to them all the time. So what I've done is, I'm not done with this, but I'm adding another circuit in the house, which is just for UPS. So, for example, I have a red outlet, and all the other ones are either are tan or ivory, but I've got these red outlets that indicate they're for a special use, and I'm wiring them all back to uninterruptible power in the house. I bought a 1,500-watt uninterruptible power system. I put new batteries in it. And I'm going to configure that so that that will be in a location that's cool, and all the computers can run on that, including the studio. So instead of having UPSs all over the house, I have one big one that I bought for about $50 on eBay without the batteries, and I bought brand new batteries for it for about $65. So it's like a $500 or $600 or $700 UPS that I'm going to use throughout the whole house. What do you think about that, Kyle?
I think it's a great idea, Vince. It's always good to have backups. You know, the old saying, two is one and three is two and one is none. you know. Mm-hmm. So the other thing I would mention to Jay to think about, Jay, buy more power than you think you're going to need. I will tell you this, if you decide for money problems or money, you know, concerns to buy lead acid batteries, buy all of them at once. Do not add to lead acid batteries, because what happens, like if you have, say you bought four batteries and you were going to try to get by with four, and they're like 300 and something a piece. But anyway, you bought four of them, and because of money, and you run them for a year or two, what they do is they develop what's called a discharge path. And if you try to add four more to it a year or two later, what happens is it puts a heck of a strain on the new group of batteries. So always buy, if you're going to buy lead acid, I'm not sure about those new ones Rich was talking about, but if you're going to buy lead acid, buy all of them that, I mean, save up the money and buy them all at one time and hook them all up together so that they sort of discharge and charge as a group. Because it makes a difference, I can guarantee it. I mean, if you get into a bad situation later on down the road and one of them just goes dead on you and you have to put a new one in there, you got to do what you got to do. But if you can avoid that and buy, have them all the same age, that's what I would do.
Rich?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I also take a voltmeter to my batteries to make sure that they're all in sync, because as Kyle was just alluding to, if you buy X amount of batteries and you see if you can get, you know, some used batteries to throw in your array, your battery bank, and those batteries are subpar, it's going to bring down all of your batteries that you bought brand new. So there's certain things you got to think about. You know, one thing about which we didn't mention, if you buy a solar controller, my recommendation would be to buy, see, all these things have changed in 11 years that when I went off grid. And I have a 45 amp solar controller. I would get a 60 amp solar controller, because the bigger your solar controller, the more panels you can add to your array. So I am maxed out right now. So that's something to think about, because you guys were mentioning that you should always have more power than less. But keep in mind, I'm going to be a little redundant here. The bigger your battery bank, if you live in a state like Montana that has a lot of clouds in the winter, you have to fill up that battery bank, especially if it's lead acid, at least every 7 to 8 days. The smaller the system, the easier it is to fill up.
And when you say fill it up, you're talking about charge it. Not water.
Right.
Not still water, but electrically charge to full capacity the battery pack.
Correct.
Kyle, any quick comments?
Nope. I just, just figure what, think seriously about what you're willing to do without, and consider it before you buy your system.
Yeah, like the electric dryer, the electric stove, the electric hot water heater.
Yep.
Those are all, take them off the list, because you can't do it. Not economically. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.